230, accept bid of James W. Fowler Company, LLC, for Powell Sewer Rehabilitation Phase 1 for $9,145,000.
A bid acceptance. Is there a motion to adopt the report?
Well, do we have someone here to...
I don't think we have a presentation on this one.
Was,
do we not? Didn't we have this...
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
But I thought we had this before, and this is just the acceptance of the bid.
I'll move acceptance of the
bid. Came in below the estimate. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a second.
Yeah, Christine's not here, so unless there are questions, I think we could either take it or not. But it is right below the engineer's estimate. 18% MWESB participation. Looks copacetic to me. Did someone move the adoption of the report? Is there a second?
A second.
Is there a second to adopt the report?
Second.
Okay, further discussion. Anyone want to speak on this item? Roll call then, please.
Fritz? So I obviously respect the procurement process. I am concerned that about the relatively low level of minority and women's small businesses, particularly when you break out the minority businesses as opposed to the disadvantaged businesses, it's only $4,283 out of $9 million. I asked about the employees of James W. Fowler, and I'm told that they currently have 107 employees, of which 12 are female and 15 are minorities.
Suspend the rules and let Mrs. Booty respond to your questions, please.
I'm sorry, Commissioner. I thought I had enough time to run across the street.
Sorry.
Christine Moody, Procurement Services. So you have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to James W. Fowler. The engineer's estimate on this project was $10,800,000. On January 5th, 2016, six bids were received, and J.W. Fowler is the low bidder at $9,145,000, which is 16.44% below the estimate. The Bureau of Environmental Services has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing as good. Working with Procurement Services, BES identified the Powell Sewer Rehabilitation Phase 1 project to pilot the new subcontractor equity program. This program establishes an aspirational goal of 20% of hard construction costs for disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses. DMWESB subcontracting at the time of bid was 13.78%, and working with J.W. Fowler, we were able to find additional opportunities, and the DMWESB participation at this time is at 18%, with the entire 18% going towards disadvantaged minority and women contractors. J.W. Fowler has also committed to look for additional opportunities once the project has started, estimated at $200,000. I will turn this back over to Council if you have any questions.
So I was in the middle of my discussion, and obviously the procurement process is as it is, and I know that you continue to work on how can we encourage or require or give points for both additional minority contracting and subcontracting, and also companies that are making an effort to diversify their workforce. So that was, it's really of concern to me, and I know it is to you too. So I know that we're going to be getting a report on the community benefits agreement coming to council in the next few months, the pilot projects that we did. And so I think there's a huge opportunity for us to look at what are our rules and how can we make it even more likely that we're going to be getting subcontractors in the pipeline, that so that companies know what's coming up in the next 6 months, 12 months, even before we put it out to bid, so that Oregon tradeswomen can start training people for the particular subcontracting jobs. I mean, that's obviously not procurement services' job, but it's something that's the entire council's job and that we should be looking at. How can we promote, use public dollars to make sure that people, everyone has an equal, has opportunity to benefit from working, using those dollars. So thank you for your ongoing work on that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Commissioner. I think that the bureaus have really heard council and are trying to do some more promoting of projects. For instance, BES is having an outreach event this afternoon to talk about contracting opportunities for the next 6 to 9 months. And that's a merging of general contractors and minority contractors so that they can start doing that preparation that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and then including the trades apprenticeships program to let them know we're going to need more of this kind of skill than this. And so if mm-hmm. folks are just coming to their door who are able-bodied and willing to learn but aren't necessarily wedded to being a particular trade or another, that they can help direct them to the ones that are going to be coming up most likely and get them trained in the time allowed. So thank you, colleagues, for all your work on this.
It was actually, it almost felt like a movie. You were raising all these concerns, and you came in stage left, sat down, and answered them.
Yeah, focused on my notes.
That's the way it should work. I'm delighted that it came in below the engineer's estimate, so that's a savings to our ratepayers. And we've already had a discussion about the benefit of this project. And thanks to Scott Gibson and the team, and thanks to procurement for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Niels.
Thank you. Aye. Okay.